This is the Coach Smalley Show, presented by Allen Brew Markets. Now, the Aggie Sports Network's Michael Adair and Jeremy Law.
Welcome into the Chris Smalley Show, live on Mix 106.5. The Chris Smalley Show, presented by Allen Brew Market, live from Wharf Casual Seafood. Michael Adair, for one final time this season as the Aggies get set to host Glenwood, the Glenwood Gators, on senior night. A big night coming up for a group of seniors that have really taken this program a long way. That is Friday night, 7 o'clock. That is Halloween night, 7 o'clock kickoff. Our coverage will start live at the stadium at 6:30 with a replay of this show starting at 5:30 to 6:30 with live coverage beginning at 6:30. Again, the Chris Smalley Show, live from Wharf Casual Seafood for the last time, presented by Allen Brew Market. Michael Adair, man, a tough contest in the first half last week. And against my, in my opinion, the out of teams, how they played Sylacauga, Elmore County might have played the Aggies the toughest of any team that we faced all year. That includes Clay Central right there in the middle of the season. The Elmore County Panthers were playoff bound, locked into a three seed. A lot of questions about their motivation, homecoming night. And, you know, they planted their stake, and I think they may have put a lot of people on notice that they're a three seed, but they could very easily be the one seed in this region.
Yeah, you know, that Elmore County team, man, I'm telling you, I know they didn't have the best record in the region, but sometimes teams improve over the course of a season, and they were an outstanding team. I thought probably the best team in the region. They played Clay Central really well, and Clay was, I thought, pretty fortunate to win that game against them. But you know, you're talking about the landscape of the region. They did get that three seed, and I think they'll be tough in the playoffs. And I think, I think our whole region has a really good matchup, with the exception of Beauregard, who got the four seed. They're going to match up with Northside and Tuscaloosa, who's 9-0 and really a solid team. That's going to be tough for Beauregard to beat Northside. But I think the other three teams in our region have winnable games, and I think we got a pretty good matchup. Second round's going to be pretty tough for a couple of them, but I think it's a favorable matchup.
Yeah, and I would agree. Elmore County, again, could easily be the one seed. They lost on a Hail Mary play at Clay Central. Kind of fell asleep a little bit against Valley, and Valley's a team that could also easily be the four seed or out of the playoffs after this, and they somehow find themselves sitting at the two seed. Again, just a lot of teams that were really good in this region, and you look at Sylacauga, how they played in that game, Michael Adair. First half, back and forth they went. We knew it was going to be tough to get stops, how Elmore County plays you. They're a very physical team, running the football. Eli Thames, where it was wearing the number zero, if you're watching the broadcast, so tough to bring down. And we knew that they could run it inside, outside. They had a very physical offensive line, and the Aggie offense was able to answer the Elmore County scores early in the first half, then a turnover right before halftime, and then Elmore County kind of opened the floodgates getting into the end zone in the second half. And, you know, it kind of felt like a lot of the air came out of the Aggie sideline when we felt like we knew we needed to go down the field tied at 21 instead of turnover, and then things just got away from us.
Yeah, we kind of lost the field position battle a little bit. We opened up the half and started, you know, inside the five there, and it just felt like it just sort of came apart a little bit. But that first half was competitive. We really played a good half of football, I felt like, other than some penalties in there, and that's been a bit of an issue here and there. But, you know, I'm really happy with that first half. It's just, like you said, man, that second half got away from us. And, you know, we really found out that it didn't matter. With Beauregard winning that game that they won last week, they clinched the four seed with a win, even if we would have won the game. So
it felt like there was an East Alabama alliance going into that one. Yeah, Beauregard and Valley, two teams from the area. And listen, Beauregard, a team that was up and down a lot.
Yeah.
Able to beat Sylacauga, beat Hopeful. They had to beat Valley, and they were able to do it in a game where the top three seeds were already locked into where they were going to be. Clay Central was the one, Valley was the two. We talked, and Elmore County was the three. Talked about teams with motivation. Beauregard was able to capitalize a little bit on that and lock themselves into the four seed. So again, your four seeds are Clay Central, Valley, Elmore County and Beauregard. And you mentioned everybody feels like they might have a winnable game except the Beauregard Hornets. And I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case to see three teams from this region make it to round number two, especially considering you don't have to go down south and play any of the teams, especially in the first round, from the Mobile area.
Yeah, that's right. And then, you know, we really felt bad that we let that hopeful game get away from us. But it turns out, even if we'd have won that game, we would not have gotten in. We really needed to win the Beauregard game, which we were close there too. But yeah, you know, you mentioned this last game, number zero. They had three or four outstanding players. Number four for Elmore was probably the best defensive player I've seen all year. Number 80, they had a number 80 that looked like he could play in the SEC tomorrow. So they had three or four outstanding players, and then solid players across the line of scrimmage too.
Yeah, you think about this Aggie football team from where they started, maybe coming off the year last year, how that season ended. Where was the motivation going to go this year? The team stayed on course, Michael. They never really felt like they were ever out of a football game except, you know, second half Clay Central and then start of the fourth quarter against Elmore County in each and every one of those games.
Yep.
That's what I was most excited to see this year. Could they turn the corner on effort? Could they turn the corner on energy that they bring for four quarters? And I think this Aggie team really did that this year. They made some mistakes, special teams. Penalties against Elmore County were really big. But I think the number one thing a lot of people wanted to see, because, listen, wins and losses, you can schedule five 1A schools in your non-region, and you can end up 500.
Yeah.
That's not what Sylacauga did this year. They did play Coosa, but there are other non-region
played four
games.
Non-region, didn't we?
There are other region games where – two 5A schools, and they're going to play one of 3A's best on Friday night. So wins and losses, you know, that's all, I guess, subjective, not really objective, but we wanted to see some things improve. And your thoughts on that, about what kind of changed in this program this year?
I think a lot of things changed for the positive. I think the biggest thing that hurt us this season was field position. I think if you look at it, where we started most of our possessions offensively versus where our opponent started theirs, I think that was the biggest discrepancy, probably. So I think in the off season, if we can change that calculus right there in terms of where field position starts for us and them, and I think we got the tools to do that. Even if you look back at this last game, you just look back at that game and look where our kickoff team put them. We really covered kickoffs. We changed some things we did there and covered kickoffs really well, and you know, just a few little things like that changes a. You know, you go from being, we got a shot at a 5-5 season right now. You got a shot at a 8-2 season with that, just that one change, probably.
Mm-hmm. Competitiveness, I think, could the Aggies hang in games if they weren't able to hang in, I guess 2 years ago and then 3 years ago, Coach Milley's first year last year had some ups and downs, but really they were consistent this year, which I think has some bright spots moving into this senior night game where we want to send the Aggie seniors off that have been through so much, Michael Adair. I can't remember them all. CJ, Trey, Kenson, Chase Allen, just a whole
Lane Johnson,
a whole bunch of kids who have battled through a lot of adversity. Big D Mac was on the game week graphic this week. A lot of kids that have battled through adversity, able to get this program back on track. That's right. You might name them all.
I mean, there are a lot of good players in that bunch, Jeremy.
Well, we have a good show lined up for you tonight. We have CJ Juice and Tyler Tarpley going to join us on the show, as well as Coach Chris Smelly on the other side of this break. So we're going to take our first break of the night. When we come back, Coach Chris Smelly going to join us, and he's going to preview the Glenwood Gators. Stay with us. This is the Chris Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Market.
Allen Brew Markets is your hometown style for everything you need on the go. From hot coffee and cold drinks to snacks, fuel, and friendly service, we're here to keep you moving forward. Proud to serve our community with convenient locations, Allen Brew Markets isn't just a gas station. We're your neighbor. When it comes to great service and hometown pride, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Need college credit fast? CAC's second mini term is here. These short courses start soon and let you catch up, get ahead, or stay on track all in just a few weeks. Choose from flexible options that fit your schedule and move closer to your degree. But hurry, classes are starting soon and spots go quickly. Visit cacc.edu today and get started with Central Alabama Community College's second mini term.
When the Alabama heat hits hard or the chill sneaks in, you need comfort you can count on. Turn to the experts at Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, voted the best HVAC company in the Coosa Valley 5 years in a row. Their experienced team is ready to keep your home running smoothly, whether it's quick repair, brand new system, or routine maintenance to keep things efficient. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the hometown team that delivers results you can trust. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, online at sleepinggiantair.com. Quality doesn't cost, it pays.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Your car works hard every day, so make sure it's ready for the miles ahead. From oil changes to tire rotations and balancing, Right Tire and Service keeps your vehicle running smooth. Don't wait until a small issue turns into a big problem. Let their team keep you safe, efficient, and on the road longer. Right Tire and Service. Get it done the right way.
As you head out to support your boys of fall, know that the team at First Bank of Alabama is prepared to take care of your financial needs, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama. We have the products, services, and the most valuable people to allow you to bank when you want, where you want, and how you want, so you can focus on your favorite team, First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Coach Smelly Show on the Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Chris Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by our friends at Allen Brew Market. Coach Smelly, I know Allen Brew Market does a lot for the program, not just football, but all around the schools. Allen Brew Market, a great partner for Sylacauga football.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. And, Tim Allen is a fantastic partner, and we appreciate everything that he does for our school and for our football program, and just a great company.
Yeah, he's done a lot with the S Club too. You know, he took over the S Club, and it, you know, has really got the potential to do a lot. They do a lot of scholarships for the seniors, like this senior class we have now. We'll get some of those. And I mean, Tim just sort of took the bull by the horns on the S Club, and I just appreciate all he's doing with that.
Yeah, they pump out about $5,000 or $6,000+ type scholarships, and do it every single year. So it's great.
Anybody can join the S Club. That is one thing Tim always wants to mention. You don't just have to be an alumni. Anybody can join, pay your dues, and I think you can go down and eat that good food at Legion Stadium. And before, maybe I don't want to get in trouble, Tim, but right. Coach Smelly, last Friday night, a game that I'm sure had some excitement, had some frustrations. throughout it. Just walk us through that Elmore County game. We knew they were a physical team that loved to run the football. You told me last week, just by looking at the tape, they could very easily be the best team in the region, and that's kind of the Elmore County we caught. We didn't catch the Elmore County that played in some other games last year. They kind of showed who they really were on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of feel like top to bottom, they probably are the best team in our region. You know, we talked about their physicality and you know, very disciplined, very well coached, and so you know, we caught them playing a pretty good game, and we came out kind of matching them back right. and forth a little bit, you know, it was kind of looking like one of those things where we're gonna have to try to play, you know, not we can't say perfect ball because you're never gonna play perfect ball, but you're gonna have to play at an extremely high level. And so we kind of started out that way offensively and converted a lot of third, fourth downs, had some really pretty drives on our first two drives, were able to tie it up 14-14, and then had a miscue there right before the half. And, you know, just kind of came out in the second half, almost starting off with the opening kickoff return, started on about the 4-yard line, you know, the game kind of got away from us a little bit. But I mean, you know, got to give them credit. They're a really good football team.
Coach, you talk about that opening kickoff in the second half. I feel like there's been several games this year where we probably lost due to field position, the battle of field position, us starting out deep and then the opponents starting on the 40 or 50. But it felt like in that last game, we got the kickoff worked out. We were able to stop that pretty well. It looked like you'd been working on that throughout the week. Talk a little bit about what you've done to get the kickoff team in place. And
yeah, I mean, you know, kickoff coverage has been a little bit of an issue for us throughout the year, and man, so we really tried to ramp up the guys that were on that unit and implement a little bit of a different strategy as far as you know, kind of with the plan to attack on kickoff. I mean, you know, you look out and you're, when your starting quarterback gets put on the kickoff team, you know, you're trying to get your best players on the field, and so we had CJ out there, and you know, kind of the rest of those guys, and you know, a lot of them, you know, one of them over there, Tyler Tarpley, there was a game where we looked at and we don't think he came off the field on offense, defense, or special teams, and it was about week six or so, and we're like, man, we got to figure out a way to give him a little bit of a rest, but he was on the kickoff unit this past Friday, and he'll be on it again. But you know, these guys are in shape, they can run a little bit and move around, so you know, a lot of them, you know, work hard and they get that opportunity. And hey, if you're one of our best guys, you're going to be out there.
How Michael mentioned field position in the second half in the last segment. I know that had to hamper your guys a little bit, especially coming out of halftime and starting with the ball inside of the 10-yard line.
Yeah, that was tough. You know, they kind of showed a similar kickoff throughout the year, and so on our opening kickoff, we had Juice back at the sort of as the point guy that we wanted to try to get the ball on the return, and then you know they just started lining up and kicking it away from us. So it was like wherever we put them, they're gonna kick the ball somewhere else, and so you know it's hard to plan for every variable a team might throw at you, but you know, one of them, the ball went into the end zone, so you start on the 20. And then another one, you know, the ball bounced to like the 1-inch yard line, and we had to try to pick it up. And you see that happen sometimes. And but yeah, I mean, field position is a huge part of football. It's one of those things that, you know, a casual fan might not realize the difference in starting on the 40-yard line versus starting on your own 15 or even 20-yard line. Man, throughout the game, that's a lot of extra first downs that you're going to have to try to convert. And, you know, it's one of those details of the game that are so important.
Coach, looking ahead a little bit to the game Friday, first of all, have you had any experiences playing on Halloween? And then second of all, looking at Glenwood, you know, they have a 7-2 record. The only common opponent we have with them is Valley, and we both beat them, or we both lost that game by a touchdown, best I remember, Glenwood and us. What are you seeing in them that makes us think we can be successful there?
Well, as far as the Halloween question, I guess so. I mean, I'm not exactly sure how the days of the week work.
You know,
does it move?
Never played. I can't remember.
Okay, so it doesn't consistently move like the same way. Like Halloween's on a Monday, then Tuesday, then Wednesday. I don't know how it works. You know, I don't know.
I just can't remember.
I can't remember playing on one either. So I mean, if the calendar doesn't work like that, then maybe this is my first time to coach on Halloween night. So, and then Glenwood, yeah, I mean, they're a really good football team. Last year, man, they honestly kind of took it to us, and it was
the first half, not in the second half.
Yep, in the first half of the game, and we really sort of challenged our guys in a unique way at halftime about just, you know, having pride in your performance and your playing, and that, you know, we what happened in that first half is not going to happen again. And so the guys responded to that. But Glenwood's got a good team. They're big and strong and physical. And but, you know, I feel like our focus and our desire to compete and perform well here at the end of the year this year was a lot better than at the end of the year last year. And so, you know, we've already had two good days of practice. You know, we've got guys that want to play college football and that, you know, are doing really well statistically. And then just really stressing that pride of just finishing strong. And the word that we used this week was finish empty. I mean, just pour it all out. Don't leave anything in the tank, whether it's at practice, whether it's mentally, emotionally. I mean, you know, this is going to be the last game for these guys, for a lot of these guys. It's senior night. And I mean, I can remember my last football game. And, you know, whether it's in the playoffs and you get beat and you're hoping to continue to play, or it's week 10. I mean, that's what one of the things that makes football such a unique sport is that for 98% of the guys, the last time that you're going to put on shoulder pads and a helmet is right. Your senior year of high school. You know, you can go out and you can play basketball, or you can play baseball with the kids, and you can go hit golf ball or play tennis, or you can play all these other sports, but you don't go put on shoulder pads and a helmet anymore. And if you're the 98%. And so it's one of those things. I was just talking to Felicia Franklin over there. It sneaks up on you. It goes fast, and you snap your fingers, and it's gone. And so, you know, it's hard. Even as a coach, it flies by. So I know for these boys it does. And, you know, you really try to stress, man, take advantage of every opportunity that you got. And in so many ways, this group really has done that.
You know, go ahead, Jeremy.
I was going to say, unless Coach was a starting quarterback in 2003 in high school, this would be the first Friday night that he's coached or played on Halloween.
That's amazing.
So there you go. It's the first time since 2014 that Halloween's been on a Friday.
ChatGPT tell you that?
Google AI overview. So a lot of firsts happening this Friday night, Coach. Just a big game. You know, it feels like a chance to finish the year 500, which the Aggies haven't done since 2021, where I think we just finished two games above 500 that year. A chance to finish at 500, get an even record, and build some momentum into next season. Is there any momentum that you can take from the end of a season to next year, or is it a full rebuild? How do you guys calculate that?
I mean, I certainly would think there would be. And, you know, I think being at home, where we've played well at home, senior night, I mean, I feel like we got a lot of things to play for, and you know, so having that those extra incentives, but yeah, I see it as a really big game. You know, I mean, we want to have a lot of pride in who we are as a program, and we know the steps that we've taken and how much better of a team that we are, and I think going out and really competing in this game 10 would be a big part of that.
You know, speaking of things to play for, one unique thing about this game Friday is a big percentage of high school players end their career with a loss. Because good teams go to the playoffs, and only one team finishes with a win.
Yep.
But this bunch has a chance.
Yes, there you go.
To end with a win, which is really hard to do. I mean, it's really rare that happens. But it certainly could for this group. And I talked to a guy the other day, and he's like, man, I can't remember winning on a win almost, ending the season on a win.
Yeah. You
know? So it's like that's one of those things. And then looking at Glenwood, the real question I want to ask you is they've won their region. And so they're coming into this game knowing they're going to be the one seed playing a four seed. How does that change how you approach this game? If you're in their position and you got a little bit to lose but nothing to gain from the game, but then we can kind of throw everything at them. How does that change? You've been in both seats, obviously.
Yeah, it can. I've had those been in that situation, and I've approached it two different ways completely before. There was a year we were maybe 8-1 or something like that, and playing a week 10 game and playing a really good opponent, and we went with the, hey, you know, we kind of want to play it simple, play it clean, play a lot of guys and get ready for our next game. I don't know if we were 8-1 because we weren't a one seed, but and so kind of geared our minds towards the playoffs. And then there was a year we were 9-0, and I said, well, shoot, we're going for 10-0, and we're playing a good team again. You know, had big playoff aspirations, had a lot of things that we wanted to do, and so we said, hey, we're locking in. And we, we won the game. We won the game. Went 10-0 in the regular season. So, you know, there can be different ways to approach it. And, you know, they're going to have their approach, whatever it is.
You probably had a guy named Kamari Laster on that team who I just saw is leading the Texans in tackles as a corner.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep. He was on that team. I think that year he was only about a 10th grader, but he was still really good.
Coach, last year on the road at Glenwood, obviously not the result that you wanted. What's different about this Glenwood team this year as they come to Legion Stadium on Friday?
They look really similar. Got a bunch of big boys, big offensive linemen, defensive linemen. And, you know, they play good sound football. And, you know, we gotta be able to get the ball into playmakers' hands with a little bit of space and let them make plays. Got to be able to run the football. They hang their hat on stopping the run. Sometimes they'll get a lot of guys in the box or a lot of eyes in the box, and get ready to get downhill and really attack in the run game. So, need to be good in the run game and then make plays out wide when we can. And then offensively they're real balanced attack. They spread it out, throw the ball, run the ball, and, gotta play our assignment. A big game to maybe try to find some turnovers. I feel like we've been lacking in creating turnovers on the defensive side of the ball. And so let's go find a way to get some turnovers this week.
You know, Glenwood, just looking through their schedule, plays a lot of teams. They're right in a region that sort of covers our area, Childersburg, B.B. Comer, mm-hmm. a lot of those teams. So they're used to making this trip up here. I actually saw their bus up here on one of those games. So
I wondered if they played B.B. Comer at home this year. And coming to Legion Stadium twice in one season would be kind of a weird thing to travel on a away game and go to the same place.
The Comer Sports Network had to use my generator this year, so they went down there. But they did come to Legion Stadium.
Came last year.
They
last
came to
season.
Childersburg this year.
Correct. That might have been, 2 weeks ago?
Maybe 12th
of September. A little earlier in the year. Coach, listen, last year we know a lot of guys kind of checked out of this last game. We were talking about it in the first segment. Feels like you still have a lot of guys on board competing their tails off. What's the difference in your team and the mentality going into this final game? I think it being at home helps a lot.
Yeah, being at home definitely helps. But, you know, I feel like our team this year has kind of developed a closeness and a oneness and a little bit more of a competitive nature about them. And so, you know, the idea of checking out, which, I mean, you know, y'all are the ones that just use that word, but mm-hmm. I've kind of felt like that did happen in some ways last year in that last game. And that was sort of our challenge to our guys at halftime. Coach Johnny Safford took the bull by the horns last year and went with that one. But, you know, I haven't seen that from our guys at all this year. And just the overall sort of pride and performance, you know, even in a year where, yes, we didn't reach all our goals, and, you know, yes, we lost some tough, close games and all that kind of stuff, but we still competed really well, and our guys have played hard game in and game out, and we've performed, and, you know, we have lost some tight, close games and all that kind of stuff, but just that competitive fire and competitive nature, you sort of feel it a little bit. I feel it more with this team, and so I know our guys, you know, win, lose, or draw, we're going to go down swinging.
You know, I think the future is bright for this program. I think we got a good group coming back next year. When will you start working on that schedule? When will we know what our region looks like? Sort of let everyone know how that sort of comes together.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, man, like the way that it works out trying to get your schedule put together. So, you know, we're already talking, coaches are, and texting and calling. And, you know, you'll talk to one coach and they'll say, oh, man, we're full. And then you'll call another coach and they'll say, hey, I know such and such school is looking for games. And I was like, well, I just got off the phone with that school. And they said they didn't have any openings. And so it's like this little cat.
I don't want to play.
It's like this cat and mouse game is how it always is. And trying to put together a perfect schedule. But we've already got a couple of games that are basically locked in for next year. And so what you do is you schedule your non-region games while you're waiting for your region pairings to come out. And that comes out usually in December, kind of mid-December. And so every once in a while, you know, you might have a surprise and you get put into a region that you weren't planning on being in. And then sometimes I've had it where games that I had scheduled that I thought were going to be non-region games ended up being region games, and then you got to sort of start over. But, you know, you kind of don't want to be the last one looking to try to finish your schedule, you know, because, like, you know, being a 5A school and being not far from Birmingham, you know, like every year I'll have, you know, Vestavia Hills will call and Hoover will call and all these, you know, teams looking for games. And I'm like, you know, I don't want all these mamas mad at me, you know, if I was scheduling the Hoover Bucks or Thompson or somebody.
I'd be mad at you, too.
Yeah. So it's like, no, let's stay away from that one. So, you know, you try to put together a competitive schedule, you know, and sometimes, again, depending on your region, depending on where you are as a program and all that kind of stuff, it sort of changes up what my goals are when I'm putting together the schedule. And so we're getting close.
All right, Coach, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. Actually, I'm going to let you choose which player sits up here with you tonight. Three great players that you're bringing tonight, CJ, Juice, Tyler Tarpley, all here. Three guys that, I mean, they really put it all out there this football season. You just talked about Tick. I mean, he played, I don't know if he came off the field. I'm not sure if you gave him one of those breaks, Coach, but three really good guys that you have here for the show.
And all three of these guys represent our program so well, and you know, just fantastic football players, great young men, and you know, these are three that I proudly take any of them. So we'll just have to, I guess, play paper, rock, scissors and see which one comes up.
They're the product of three good families too, and that's got a lot to do with it.
Yeah, great kids.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Chris Smellie Show presented by Allen Brew Market.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference. It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
When you remember at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, you're more than a customer. You're an owner, and owners share in our success. This year, for our 75th anniversary, we're returning $1 million to our members through our interest rebate and bonus dividend. That's cash right back to you simply for choosing Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. And it's there just in time for the holidays. Experience a financial institution that gives back in a big way. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Chris Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Market. The Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Brew Market, Allen Oil Company. I want to thank Allen Oil Company for their sponsorship. I just had a great about 20 minutes with Coach Smelly previewing senior night. Now he's going to be joined by Sylacauga senior quarterback, kick return man's corner. What else does CJ play on Friday night?
Kickoff coverage, safety, corner.
He did pretty much everything for the Aggies on Friday night. Coach, I mean, CJ had a phenomenal season, broke a couple records, but I think more than that, his leadership kind of helped the team turn the corner on a culture standpoint more than anything.
Man, CJ is a very competitive, tremendous athlete, and I feel like his play sort of gets other guys feeling confident. You know, he's a guy that he's not going to back down from a challenge. You know, there's been games and playing tough teams where, you know, we've caught on to run the ball 20 times and, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, I look back at the Marbury game in overtime, the first run you had down to the 2-yard line. I mean, he lowered his shoulder and he ran through there like he was dang Jerome Bettis.
If he hadn't had that kickoff return, we may not have won the game.
Yep, big kickoff return. You know, he's always ready to step up when his name gets called, and he's done a fantastic job this year as our quarterback.
CJ, as a senior, I've been telling him you're probably the best athlete in the county, man, one of them for sure, and you've been in this program for so long. Just talk a little bit about what it's like to be in the football program. You know, you got the summer workouts you go through, you there's just so much that goes into the practice and all that. What's it like, you know, having 4 years of football? And is it real to you yet that it's almost over?
Nah, it's not even real that it's almost over. It felt like it was yesterday. I was just coming for the first day in ninth grade, like doing the summer workouts and stuff. It don't even feel real that it's coming to an end.
So, CJ, were you always quarterback? I know you played a little receiver maybe your freshman year or so. But growing up, were you always the quarterback?
Yeah, I always played quarterback and like corner.
Yeah, he's got some real arm talent. I know that. That boy has got an arm on him. And, you know, CJ, I feel like the guys, I went to practice yesterday for a few minutes and watched. There was a lot of energy there. And,
yes, sir.
You know, maybe last year, the year before, game 10, everybody's kind of checking out a little bit. What do you think's kept everybody sort of invested in wanting to win another one?
Yeah, I feel like we actually got something to win for. And, like, everybody locked in this year, like, last year, everybody went locked in. Like, everybody was ready to do what they wanted to do, like, after the season.
Everybody stayed focused. You feel like even throughout the ups and downs, yes, people just staying locked in.
Yeah, and Michael just asked you about, you know, putting the pads on for the last time as an Aggie senior. A few Aggies will have a chance to go play at some various places. But, you know, the last time with your brothers, Michael was trying to reel all of them off, but Corbin, Lane, Josh Spear, all the seniors. Man, what does that group mean to you?
It means a lot. We've been playing football for a long time, especially like Quirvin. We've been playing for like since I remember. Like, we've been playing football a long time.
Have y'all always been on the same team together, like since you were little?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's some really good stuff, man.
So, CJ, being able to set a couple records this year, Coach, remind me, completions in a game, total offense, I think.
Total offense.
Was touchdowns one of those?
Touchdowns passing in a game, yards in a game.
And completions, correct?
Yeah, completions in a game. And then there's been one passer that threw back in the 80s, I think, for like 17 or 1,800 yards.
And Dan Gattis is who that would have been.
Yep, and CJ's got a chance to be the second Aggie to throw for over 1,500 yards with a you know, couple of completions and good plays this upcoming Friday, hopefully.
What yardage are we at now?
Is it 13-something? And so 13 and some change. And so, you know, he's definitely going to go down. I really think that the one game where he had the most yards ever in a game and doing it on a night that he threw for over 300 yards and he ran the ball 20 times for 150 yards or so, was one of the best offensive performances in Sylacauga football history. And so, you know, he, again, just always got a big smile and, you know, just been a tremendous blessing to me as his coach. To be able to be around him and you know, he's going to be sorely missed in this program. Mm-hmm. Like kind of irreplaceably missed. And you know, it's kind of strange. He's really the last couple of games has been the only senior starter on the offense. And so, you know, a lot of guys around him that are all underclassmen, and usually don't, you know, it's usually pretty rare, especially at a 5A program on the side of the ball, to only have one guy that's starting right now as a senior. Corbin, you know, would be, but he's been pretty hurt for a lot of the year, and so it's his leadership's been invaluable.
CJ, talk a little bit about what your plans are after high school. I feel like you're a good enough athlete to play at the next level. What do you want to do with that?
Yes, I'm going to go play at the next level.
What do you have anybody talking to you right now? I know you've had an offer or two.
Yes, sir. I'm on West Alabama. He's Ron Hart. That's it right now.
Yeah,
and that number is going to pick up too. You know, just with the weird way that recruiting is now, there'll be a lot of coaches coming by starting in January, February, and man, you know, you said it just a minute ago about CJ's arm talent. I mean, CJ has got like SEC level arm talent.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he throws the ball further and harder than I ever did. And he's got really, you know, a lot of zip on the ball, very quick twitch, can get the ball out. Then obviously being such a good athlete, and there's going to be a program that is going to be very, very excited and very lucky to have
so
CJ.
You think some more will come?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
No doubt. I'm very confident. Very confident in that.
CJ, your mom and dad going to walk you out on the field on Friday night, man. I'm not sure if I've been covering you for 4 years since you've been in high school. I don't think they've missed an event. They've been everywhere. What is Bo and Felicia mean to you?
Oh, they really mean a lot. I don't think they ever missed a game. That really mean a lot to me. Like, they've been there every step, everything, like the late nights and everything.
Well, and they've done a lot behind the scenes too. His mom sitting over here has been a big volunteer in the program, and basketball too. So, man, she's going to be missed in more than just one way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he's got a little brother that we're trying to get into football. Does he throw a little bit? What can we do with little CJ? He doesn't like it when I call him that, but
that's a good name.
He fast, pretty fast.
See if we can get him out there on the football field. CJ, man, thank you so much. It's been an honor to broadcast your games, whether it's been football, basketball, baseball. Always have a good time. I appreciate texting you after some big games that you've had as well. But, man, everything you've done for Silicon Athletics, we truly appreciate it. I know Coach Melly does too.
Thanks.
All right, that's CJ Frank. We're going to get Tyler Tarpley and Juice Riley up here, a sophomore and a junior. They're going to try to send the senior class off, Coach Smelly, with a win in their final game. Talk about those two guys real quick before we let you go.
Yeah, I mean, they're a huge part of everything we do on both sides of the ball, and so a big game from those guys will help send our seniors out right. And, you know, two tremendous football players that are about to come up here and take this mic. So they've both got very, very bright futures.
All right, Coach, best of luck on Friday night. That's Silicaga football coach Chris Smelly. Like we said, when we come back, we'll have Tyler Tarpley and Juice Riley here with us to close out the Chris Smelly Show presented by Allen Brew Market.
You care about people, it shows. And at Alta Point Health, they believe that kind of heart deserves a place to shine. They're hiring for a variety of positions in Clay and Talladega counties, including licensed therapists, LPNs, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote, and others don't require experience to get started. They offer good pay, strong benefits, and a real chance to grow in your career. If you've been waiting for something meaningful, text AltaJobs to 97211.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
When the Alabama heat hits hard or the chill sneaks in, you need comfort you can count on. Turn to the experts at Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, voted the best HVAC company in the Coosa Valley 5 years in a row. Their experienced team is ready to keep your home running smoothly, whether it's quick repair, brand new system, or routine maintenance to keep things efficient. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the hometown team that delivers results you can trust. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, online at sleepinggiantair.com. Quality doesn't cost. It pays.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Back in for the last few minutes of the Chris Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Market. The Aggies on the road against, at home against Glenwood on Friday night, senior night at Legion Stadium. Our coverage will start at 6:30. A replay of this show from 5:30 to 6:30, and then live coverage from Legion Stadium starts at 6:30 with a Star Physical Therapy kickoff show. One last send-off from these seniors. For these seniors, Michael Adair just had a good one on with C.J. Franklin. I think it's the second time maybe on the show, yeah. But always does a great job. Heck of a football player. Now, Juice Riley, Tyler Tarpley, two guys who have played both ways. I guess really they played in all three phases of the game. Coach just mentioned a 5 or 6 game stretch where I don't think Tyler came off the field unless it was maybe just one play in special teams. Talk about Tyler Tarpley a little bit. He's been the Star Physical Therapy Star Player of the Game a couple times this year just for his efforts. He was a Player of the Game for us against Valley because you could have easily given that to Juice or CJ that week. But, man, Tyler made some big plays in that game that kept us in it. Talk about Tyler Tarpley a little bit.
I mean, he's an outstanding player from an outstanding family, and he's been a good player for a lot of years. This isn't his first year being a good player. And the thing you like about Tyler is how hard he plays. I mean, he gets out there and gets after it. And, I mean, I remember that Marbury game when he caught that pass down there, and then mm-hmm. he caught another one in the flat and took guys about 15 yards with him. And that's just effort. And, you got natural ability with a lot of people, but some of them don't put the other part of that equation in, and he's got both components of that going.
So you play offense, defense, you come down in the box a little bit sometimes on defense. Where do you prefer to play on the defensive side of the ball?
Really everything, just whatever I need to do. But I like coming in the box, just helping, making tackle.
He's a hard – offense or defense, what do you like more?
I don't know.
Hard to say.
Yeah.
Well, he gets the ball a good bit as well on offense, too. Tyler does a lot. And then Juice Riley, who's fifth in the entire state of Alabama in receiving yards going into game number 10. You think about the season, Michael, you know we throw in the ball a lot, but, man, it's really what Juice does after the catch.
Man, he's caught a lot of those balls and screen passes, short passes, and those yards have come with his feet, you know, after he had the ball in his hand. So he's an outstanding player. Both of these guys are outstanding football players, and both of them nearly just stay on the field the whole game. They both play in special teams. They both play offense and defense. And, you know, if we had a bunch of players like them, we would be unstoppable, I can assure you.
Juice, at what point this year did you realize, you know, how much you were going to be getting the football? I know as a young guy last year may not have been as involved in the offense at your prior school, but this year you've been the featured player. What's that been like for you to kind of settle in here at Sylacauga and become one of the stars on this offense?
Feels great. You know, I can get the ball, make some shake, help the team out.
You know, getting from point A to point B is juice especially. A lot of times that's in the end zone. But, man, side to side, east to west, north and south, juice, man, you've impressed a lot of people. We knew at the end of that Valley game you had a lot of yards. We didn't know until, I think, Saturday morning when Coach was texting us that you'd broken a record for touchdowns in a game and receiving yards in a game. Flash us back to that Valley game. Did you know going into that game that you were going to have such a big night?
Yes, sir. On the way there on the bus, Saran was talking to me. He was like, ain't no way you locked in right now, because I was just up smiling, getting ready to play.
You always smiling.
But yeah, I was ready for that game. Well, I had the feeling I was going crazy.
What do you think changed throughout the course of a season, Juice? I think you became a better player as the year went on.
Yes, sir.
Can you put your finger on anything that really made you sort of improve and have better? I feel like every game you just got a little better until this last one when they had a safety over the top of you the whole game.
More practice and improving from the last game helped me get better over the season.
Yeah. You know, Juice had a few touchdowns against Marbury, but maybe we haven't been able to talk to Tyler Tarpley since that incredible catch over the middle. Tyler, that was in triple, might have been quadruple coverage. Walk us through that play, because Michael mentioned you made a big play on the sideline 15, 20 yards after contact, dragging guys, and they come right back to you with a big-time throw that if we don't catch that ball, the game's probably over. Walk us through that play. Walk us through the catch.
So right before they caught a timeout, we all came to the huddle, and Coach Stafford was calling the play, and, you know, Coach Smelly told everybody to be quiet, so he called the play. He tells me, he looks at me, he was like, he looks at me, he tells me it's coming to me, so I just kind of know. And then the guy was playing inside leverage, and I kind of messed up the route, actually. And I came to the middle of the field, and I seen CJ step up and threw it. And I just went up and got it.
Did you see it come out of his hands, or was it one of those where it just got on your face?
No, I seen him throw it. Like, I looked back, and I seen him, and I don't know.
What's it like for both of y'all? I mean, you're kind of the featured receiver, Juice, but to have another guy to throw the ball to, like Tyler, whether he's coming out of the backfield or kind of lined up off tackle, what's it like playing with Tyler Tarpley on offense?
Feels good to know I can get a breather, because I know the ball going to him. I just know this first down.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you knew the ball was coming to you. I mean, how often do you guys know that you're getting the football pre-snap? Or, I mean, just walk us through that.
Really, it depends on the play, but we can usually tell just, yeah.
Tyler, talk a little bit about, so on game day, you know, you get home after the game, and your dad over there, Michael, he watches the broadcast, and he likes to sit down with you and watch that game again.
He
after
wanted to know why the YouTube channel was down as well.
Well,
he's
been a good role model for you, and y'all yes, like sir. To watch the game. When y'all watch that game on Friday nights after it's been played, what's that like? What are y'all looking at there?
He just tried to correct me on everything I did wrong, and just even the good plays. We just always watch it. That's just a thing we do. I mean, well, even though I'm tired and I want to go to sleep, he always makes
what
me
what time do you normally get in bed after that?
Probably 1 o'clock.
Wait, this is on Friday night after the game? Okay. Well, that's
I like watching it too after the game. I always come home and watch it. I think that's something that's good to do.
For both of you guys, I mean, I think we probably asked y'all this when y'all were on the show previously this year, but program's been through a lot. We know there's a continuity on this team, a camaraderie that maybe hadn't been there in the past. What would it mean for both of you guys to help this senior class who's been through so much get out of Legion Stadium one final time with a win, Tyler? What would that mean to you?
It would mean a lot just to go 500. I mean, it's not the best, but it's at least a winning season, and it's been better. It would be better than last year. So.
And Juice, you coming over, I guess, from a rival, getting to know this group of seniors. What do you think you need to do on Friday night to help them get a win?
Play my best and get a better season record than last year.
Yeah, before you guys get off here, talk about somebody. Each of you talk about somebody that's impacted your life a little bit. Who's somebody that's changed the trajectory of where you're going?
My mom.
Your mom's been a big one. Yeah, Miss Culpepper, but she's a great lady. And
yes, sir.
Probably my dad, you know, just him pushing me every day just to make myself better.
Yeah, your parents are both at everything, Tyler. So you got two good ones. Both of you are just from outstanding families. And a lot of people don't know it, but local people will realize that Juice is related to the Embry. So Telly Embry, who was an outstanding player, and I think Telly went to Auburn and played, and that's your uncle or cousin?
Cousin.
Cousin, yeah, from a football family for sure.
Yeah, you know, I like what Tyler just said. It's obviously we didn't make the playoffs, but carrying momentum into next year. So not even for the seniors, just for you guys to come out on top with the win, knowing how hard that you've worked all year. I mean, first of all, hats off to you guys because, you know, a lot of teams could check out in a game like this. Just talking to Coach, feel like you've had a really good week of practice. What's the week been like? And just for you guys bringing the – because you're going to be the leaders of the team next year, two of the better players and two of the guys that, you know, get the football and have a chance to make those plays that can impact the game. What would a win this Friday night mean?
It meant a lot, just, you know, as I said before, just helping the team, just making everything best we can do to win.
Start off something they can leak into next year.
Yeah, and Juice is looking at that record book too, right?
He's got his eyes on several, and I mean, he's fifth in the state in receiving yards against 7A guys. The guy ahead of you is going to Ole Miss, is it?
Yes, sir.
I mean, he's in some good company.
Well, you know, we're in good company, too, with CJ, Tyler Tarpley, and Juice Riley. Guys, thank you so much for your time tonight. We hope you enjoyed the food, and best of luck on Friday night at Legion Stadium.
Thank you.
That's Tyler Tarpley, Juice Riley, Michael Adair. Man, we've been blessed to talk to a lot of the Aggies this year. Some of them have made repeat appearances. They've been repeat offenders on this show. I'm not sure how much they like coming on here. I know they like the food here at Wharf Casual Seafood. But, man, I've just been really impressed with this group of guys as a whole this year from a team standpoint.
Yeah, the character of this team is outstanding, and that is a reflection of good coaching staff. I mean, these guys have good leaders. They're becoming good young men, and being part of this program is helping them. It's not always 10-0 is the only thing that's successful. It's like, what are you producing? And I mean, we see it every week, constantly. Just good people coming out of this program.
It's Sylacauga and Glenwood on Friday night at Legion Stadium. Our live coverage starts at 6:30 on WSGN, Facebook, and YouTube with the Star Physical Therapy Kickoff Show. Then live coverage, always brought to you by our friends at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, starts at 7 o'clock. From Jeremy Law and Michael Adair, it's been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, home of the Sylacauga Aggies. Presented by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Wright Tire and Service, Toyota of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Sarah Nissan of Sylacauga, Sarah Honda of Sylacauga, and Tony Sarah Ford, CAC Adult Learning, Snap Fitness, Alabama Digestive Care Center, Coosa Valley MRI, Bucks Island, and Sylacauga Pediatrics. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.